Welcome to installment 120 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will continue our discussion of the agricultural laws with prohibition number 216, the prohibition of planting another species such as grain or vegetables in a vineyard. The Rambam derives this prohibition from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 9. The verse states, "Leisizra karmacho kiloyim." Do not plant kiloyim, a mixed combination of plant life, in your vineyard. As we discussed in yesterday's portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs, there is a prohibition on planting any two different types of plant life in proximity to one another. For example, two types of plants, such as cucumber and tomato, may not be planted right next to one another, as described in detail in the tractate Kilayim. However, if one plants vegetables or grains in a vineyard together with grapes, one is transgressing on two prohibitions. As the Rambam quotes from the Sifri, that if a person does this, there are two separate biblical prohibitions. One for planting any two types of plant life in proximity, and a second prohibition, today's prohibition, specifically applying to a vineyard. There are a few differences between this prohibition relating to a vineyard and that relating to any other combination of two different types of plant life. In yesterday's portion, relating to the general prohibition, we learned that it applies only in the land of Israel, and outside Israel, it is totally allowed. This, the Rambam says, does not apply to the prohibition regarding a vineyard. It is only biblically prohibited in the land of Israel, and therefore one only would get lashes, as described in the Torah, at the time of the temple, only through planting in a vineyard in the land of Israel. Outside the land of Israel, there would be only a rabbinic prohibition, although one could incur a different, less severe type of lashes, midrabbanan. However, we learn that a prohibition still applies outside Israel. Therefore, you must be careful, no matter where we are, to make sure that grapes are not planted close to any other sort of plants. Why do we differentiate between the general prohibition and the prohibition regarding a vineyard? Why should it be prohibited even outside Israel in the case of a vineyard? The Rambam explains in his legal code that this derives from another difference between the two laws. If one produces plants that have grown in proximity to one another, one is allowed to eat the plants. This applies even to the case of trees which are grafted together, which, as the Rambam mentions in this very commandment, are prohibited anywhere in the world. One must not plant or graft together two different species of trees. However, the produce of such a tree may be eaten. This is not the case, the Rambam explains, in the prohibition regarding a vineyard. Should grapes have been planted in proximity to another type of plant life, both of them become prohibited, and not only prohibited to eat, but even prohibited to have any benefit from, to sell, or even to feed to animals. It becomes totally prohibited. The Rambam points out another detail of the mitzvah, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the actual biblical prohibition applies only if all the species have been planted from a pelis yad at the exact same time. Should one have been planted first, let us say we have an existing vineyard, and later on someone should decide to plant another sort of plant in that same vineyard, one would not be transgressing the biblical prohibition, and therefore lashes would not be incurred. Many of the commentaries give reasons for these prohibitions involving mixed species. Even though some of them are described in various Jewish writings as not having a reason, nevertheless, some form of understanding, some insight is given in that when God created the world, It is stated in the book of Genesis that he saw everything which was created. Behine tev me'et. He saw it was very good. That God was satisfied with all of the different species he had created, both of animals and of plants. Should a person come along and try to combine these species together, he is somehow thwarting the plan of nature, or at least planning on thwarting the divine plan of God. That God has created these species and wishes that they should remain distinct. That although it states in the Chumash, Asher Bora Elokim Laseis, that God created the world for us to do, as our sages said, Laseis Lasakin, that the world was created, although it was created in a perfect way, nevertheless, we can still add on to the world, that through a Jew serving God and doing mitzvahs, he can improve the world and bring it to a holier and more elevated level. Nevertheless, we are given certain restrictions on the degree and the kind of improvements we can make. Therefore, the grafting of a tree, on the creation of new species, or even mixing species together in the same field, is prohibited to us. That the sort of improvements we can bring to the world exclude this sort of combination and this sort of creative aspect. That the creation is left to God Himself. That through human beings, and Jews in particular, trying to create a new species, we are somehow trying to extend our abilities beyond the realm which was created and meant for us. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichus in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.